I don't know how many other girls feel like they were misquoted, but I know that for a fact I was.
Brewer Lane insists she's never known the likely Republican presidential nominee to have treated women inappropriately. The New York Times says it stands by its story. This is USA Radio News.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg will meet with conservatives to talk about allegations the site suppresses conservative-leaning stories. USA Radio's John DeMaster has details.
Some Republicans are worried that Facebook is excluding conservative stories from appearing on the trending topic sidebar. Attendees at the planned Wednesday meeting at Facebook headquarters in California include political commentator Glenn Beck and other Republican Party media experts. Facebook denies the charge, saying it's found no evidence to support the claims of political bias influencing trending topics. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
A new survey says business owners are concerned about the state of the national economy. According to the Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, less than one-third of small business owners say they're confident the national economy will improve in the next year. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
America's favorite animated dad makes history, taking live questions during a Simpsons episode. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
The Simpsons made TV history this week by having their bumbling star, Homer, answer questions live during an episode of the animated series. They pulled it off using motion capture technology to animate the character. Homer commented on Sunday's brawl at the Rangers-Blue Jays game.
The Texas Rangers beat the Toronto Blue Jays today by a technical knockout.
And even weighed in on the race for the White House.
I'm for Bernie Sanders. I love his chicken, but out of respect, we should refer to him as the Colonel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
President Obama is honoring 13 law enforcement officers today.
The public safety officers we recognize today with the Medal of Valor found courage not in search of recognition, they did it instinctively.
The Medal of Valor is the highest national award for public safety officers who have exhibited exceptional courage regardless of personal safety. Recipients include one fallen law enforcement officer. Philadelphia Police Sergeant Robert Wilson III was killed during a robbery at a video game store last year. Congress authorized the honor for first responders back in 2001. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host of Hot and Hunted, and today is May 16th, and I have a special guest with us, and I'm going to just do a test real quick and see if our guest is on the phone. Rachel, are you with us?
I'm here.
Excellent. Fantastic. All right. So we have to start always with a quote that's relevant. We try to make it relevant. Sometimes we step off the ledge, but we certainly do try to make it relevant to our topic. And a little teaser today, our topic will be talking about health. So we have a quote from a, actually she's an actress and activist, Mary Lou Henner. She says, being in control of your life and having realistic expectations about your day-to-day challenges are the keys to stress management, which is perhaps the most important ingredient to living a happy, healthy, and rewarding life. And I have with me on the phone Rachel Stevenson, who I'll be introducing in just a moment. And we're going to be talking about ways in your everyday life that you can improve your health. And we're going to be giving some great information about skincare and detection and why I have Rachel as a guest in May. You're going to find out all about that today. But first, we have to pay the bills. So we're going to do a commercial and then we'll be back here at Hot and Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back, and we're in the studio here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office on Mine Street in Flemington. And everyone wants to know about the weather. So this is what we have today. We have a mostly sunny day with a high near 64, but it is breezy. So if you are out and about, you definitely need to have a coat, a hood, something to protect you from the wind. The weather can be very difficult. We're going to talk about how the weather and the environment affects your health and how you can prevent that from happening. Tomorrow, we have partly sunny skies tomorrow. It's not such a great day tomorrow. We have a high of 64, but a chance of showers and a low of 42 this evening. So it'll be a cold start tomorrow, which is May 17th. And then on Wednesday, we have chances of showers once again with a high of 64. So any listener who has listened to us before on the air, Rachel, just so you know, I do like to point out what day you should call in sick or take a personal. Of course, we would never do that unless we were sick. So of course, it's take a personal or vacation day. So the 2 days this week, I would go for Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 74. If you can't get off Friday, go for Thursday. It's a mostly sunny day with a high of 68. So we just have to get through Wednesday with the showers and some rainy weather. But it's the wind today that's an issue. So that is our weather. We'll do a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with our guest on the phone.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, and all our housekeeping items are taken care of now. I know that we can hear our guest on the phone, and I'm going to introduce her now. And we're going to get started here. So I have joining me on the phone Rachel Stevenson. She's a coordinator for one of the Norwest Cap programs, SEED program. And Rachel's going to tell us about her job title and the program, what the acronym stands for. Welcome, Rachel. Absolutely. Today we picked May for you to be a guest, and perhaps you could start out saying why we're talking here in May, why that was so important when we booked your appearance.
Sure. I mean, May
important month regarding melanoma and skin cancer. It's the month that we recognize Melanoma and Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month. And the reason why it's so important is skin cancer is actually the most common type of cancer in the United States.
And when you say it's the most common type of cancer, it means that the most people are diagnosed with that?
Yes, it's the most common diagnosed cancer in the United States. And it's, you know, a lot of people don't realize that it comes from the sun. The ultraviolet radiation comes from the sun. It's the main cause of skin cancer. And it also comes from sources such as tanning booths or sun lamps. And the most dangerous kind of skin cancer is called melanoma. So I'm here to shed some light and provide some tips on how we can stay safe in the sun.
Okay, and let's just talk about the UV radiation for just a moment. So if the sun is out, your chances of being exposed to a cause of skin cancer is elevated, but is the same true if it's a cloudy day?
Right, that's so true. I mean, even if you don't think the sun is out, it's always there. So it's good to protect your skin every day, even on days that you think the sun isn't there.
Now, Rachel, I want to point out, sometimes in the environment, our exposure to UV radiation can be greater. And certainly we see that. I'll say that my uncle who passed away at the end of the year, he owns a trucking company, and his favorite thing to do was to drive the trucks. And what would happen is his right arm would always be outside of the truck.
Right.
And guess what happened? He was diagnosed with having melanoma from the exposure. But years ago, people like you were not able to give such great information, and we weren't able to, you know, do workplace safety tips and make sure that there's sunscreen in those environments where you're working, where you are, you have a high exposure to the ultraviolet radiation. And we think right now, this time of year, all the farm markets, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they go to work every day, and that's the first thing on their mind. So it's kind of like, you know, your skin or your health is kind of on the back burner. But it's important to remember that, you know, even though you're at work, you're outside, you're still exposed to those UV rays, and it doesn't just happen in the summer.
And you mentioned earlier that even with it is the most dangerous kind of skin cancer, but you also mentioned that it can be cured if it's found early.
Detection is the best for skin cancer, and it can almost, you know, depending on the type, it can almost always be cured if it's found and treated early, and that's why routine screenings are encouraged and very important.
Okay, we do have to take a little commercial break, but when you come back, we're going to talk more about where exactly you work, so we can talk about free screenings if people are thinking, oh, but I should get a screening. You mentioned it's good and it may help me with my detection, but I don't have insurance. What can I do? So we're going to cover that in our next segment. And we're going to be talking, really, I think we're going to do a nice little quiz. So if we have anyone who wants to call in, they're welcome to call into the studio here, and we could take phone calls from guests. So hopefully we'll get some questions and do a little quiz and see how much people know about skin cancer detection, early prevention, and why May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month.
Pepsi Cola, I'm a blue jean quarterback saying I love you to the prom queen in a Chevy. I'm John Wayne, Superman, California. I'm a Chris Christopherson Sunday morning. I'm a mom and daddy singing along to Don McLean at the levee. And I'm a child of a backseat of freedom, baptized by rock and roll.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We're back here at Hot and Hunterdon on May 16th, talking about May for Melanoma and Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month. And I have with me on the phone Rachel Stevenson. She is the coordinator of an acronym at our WestCap called the SEED Program. And I'm really honored and blessed to work with such wonderful people at the SEED team. And Rachel, I'm going to ask you to tell everyone what SEED stands for and a little bit more about the program and what you do.
Education Early Detection Program. As Georgina mentioned, SEED is the acronym for that, and I'm also the co-coordinator of the Sussex Warren Chronic Disease Program. So in short, our program provides free health screenings catered around cancer screenings to women ages 21 to 64 and men aged 50 to 64 who qualify. And the screening might include a clinical breast exam, a pelvic exam, and a pap test. A lot of women refer to that as their yearly exam, and that's what we cover. And then we also cover for women over the age of 40 or if they have a personal family history, we cover mammograms for women every year. And for men, we cover a prostate exam, a PSA test, and for both men and female, we cover a FIT test and colonoscopies. So we have a range of tests that our program can cover, and just a couple of requirements. You have to be a resident of Warren County, meet income guidelines, and be uninsured or underinsured. And if you don't live in Warren County, there's actually a program in every county throughout New Jersey. So, that's in short what we do. And then the other part of our program, the coalition, we work on different initiatives to reduce the risk of chronic disease throughout Warren and Sussex County. So it's in a nutshell, that's what we do over here.
And I know for our listeners here in Hunterdon County, there's an initiative that's going on now, and I was trying to send it to you, but it was on social media on Facebook, and I couldn't quite figure out how to extract it, Rachel. But some of our Hunterdon County listeners may be aware of a series that's going on here in the county of Hunterdon, to go to workplaces and talk about safety and health safety and nutrition and healthy living and work balance and how to get the right foods in the snack machine at work. So if you are hungry, you're not going for the candy bar, but you're going for some type of protein bar that doesn't have so much sugar. So those are some of the things that are going on in Hunterdon. And of course, because we're paired with Sussex County, people may be a little less familiar with that, but we do obviously similar things focused on health. And for all of those who are uninsured or underinsured, who are in the ranges that Rachel talked about, which is women ages 21 to 64 and men ages 50 to 64, should really see about their county office and see if they qualify. Do you know, Rachel, or maybe we could post it later, the website where people can check if they live outside of Warren County?
I should know this off the top of my head, but I don't. It's maybe something we can post later on. But it can be found through the New Jersey Department of Health, Office of Cancer Control and Prevention. So, I mean, exactly, I couldn't tell you how to get there, but it is under the Office of Control and Cancer Prevention. So, like I said, there is a program in each county.
Okay, we'll make sure during our next break I'll go onto the computer and I'll post that, and I'll put that on our Facebook page so people can access it. Because one of the reasons Rachel was kind enough to come on today in May is because you may see a lot of outreach about this, and we want to make sure you can access services. There's a lot of information that's true that's out there, but then there's a lot of myths that aren't true. And I think Rachel cleared up one right in the beginning when she indicated that it is the most common type of cancer in the United States, skin cancer. But she also said that it can almost always be cured when it's found and treated early. So this is really important information today. And again, Rachel, thanks for coming on and clearing up some of the myths. So I thought we would do a little true and false. I know you had some questions, and I can try to answer correctly, or we can put it out there to listeners. The first one was, people think that they can't get skin cancer because they don't do what I do, which is spend every possible moment on the beach. So would that be true or false, Rachel?
That would be false. So, you know, the dermatologists say that even brief sun exposure all year around can add up to major damage for people, especially with fair skin. So kind of as we mentioned earlier, you know, even in the months where you think you're not getting the UV rays or being exposed to the sun, you still are. And the sun is actually most strong between the hours of 10 and 4. So if you can avoid the sun during those hours, that's most important, between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Okay. And one thing about that is, even if it's your normal routine, just put some sunscreen in the car, right? We're going to talk about sunscreen, but certainly there are ways that you can make sure that you limit your exposure, even if you're not doing what I do, which is to soak that sun in. There's something about the sun, I don't know, it's the most relaxing thing, and I know that there's a risk, so I try to put my sunscreen on, but I don't want to detract from something that is fantastic.
Facial lotions have sunscreen in it now, so that's a good option as well.
Okay, then let's talk about another myth, and that is that people think it's okay to get sunburn once or twice a year. It doesn't increase their risk. Is that true?
Actually, that's being burnt at all actually increases your risk of developing skin cancer. And many people think it's okay to get a sunburn now and then, but studies show that even occasional exposure to strong sunlight seems to increase the risk of the most deadly type of skin cancer, as I mentioned earlier, known as melanoma.
Okay, and I know we're going to cover sunscreen here, and people who may remember last year, there was a huge controversy because I want to say it was Consumer Reports did a study from different popular brand names of sunscreen, and the report wasn't so wonderful. It, you know, had some holes or gaps in it, and people were concerned, and I was concerned that people would say, oh, look, here's some more information about things that aren't true. I'm not even going to put sunscreen on. They can't figure out what kind of sunscreen I should get, so I'm going to just avoid the whole thing. Is that a good approach?
About the effectiveness of sunscreen and the different brand names, but I mean, the most important thing is when you're choosing a sunscreen is to make sure that it says broad spectrum, and what that means it protects you from both rays of the sun. So there's UVA rays, which are the rays that age your skin, and then there's UVB rays, which burn your skin. So broad spectrum basically tells you that it's covering both rays. And more importantly, it's good to reapply every 2 hours or more often if you're sweating or swimming or out gardening. So.
And there are some sunscreens that are waterproof?
Yeah, so they say, I mean, there's no, they call them water resistant, which doesn't mean that, you know, you can put sunscreen on and swim for hours. So I think the effectiveness is anywhere from 40 to 80 minutes being in the water. So it's always important once you get out, especially after drying off, to reapply the sunscreen, even if it does label itself waterproof or water resistant.
I don't know how many years ago this was, but my niece had a very severe skin condition, and she was treated by a pediatric dermatologist, and there's not that many of those in New York or New Jersey. And they gave a recommendation of a particular brand of sunscreen, and I've always stayed with that. So I think if people have a brand that they identify with or, you know, something that they feel comfortable with, they should just look for the information you gave, check out the number on it. And the broad spectrum, now that's something I don't remember seeing on labels. If I pull up a product, Rachel, is that something that I have to search for? Is it like when you're on a diet and there's so many different kinds of calories in there, you have to spend 5 minutes with the label?
Yeah, I know what you mean. No, I mean, it should be kind of right there in front of you. I think the FDA regulates that consumers will know if they're choosing broad spectrum or not, so it will be right on the front of the bottle, and then along with that number too. So you want to find the SPF 30. So there, I know there's tons of numbers that people can choose from. There's a big confusion anywhere from SPF 15 all the way up to possibly, I'm not even sure, SPF 100. So the recommendation is SPF 30.
That is really good advice, because there are aisles with about 50, 60, 70 different types of sunscreen brands and levels, and it can, you know, you can just walk away and say, never mind.
Right, and it can get really technical and confusing, but, you know, SPF 15 filters about 93% of UVB rays, while SPF 30 filters about 97, and that's about the highest that you're going to get. Anything beyond that really doesn't pay off. You're really just kind of spending more for a larger protection.
Okay, and before we go to our news breaks, I just want to make sure I have some of these summary points. So if you do want to spend a chunk of time in the sun, you should avoid the hours of, you said 10 and 1?
Between 10 and 4.
10 and 4. Mm-hmm. Okay, so get to the beach early, watch the sun come up, the sunrise, and then leave for a while, and then come back around happy hour time, right?
Yep. And I mean, most important, you could bring an umbrella or some sort of clothes to protect yourself, so then you can be out in the sun at the same time, you know.
See, now everyone knows why I like to work with everyone at Seed. You guys are not party poopers. You try to figure it out, problem solve, and it doesn't mean you can't spend the day at the beach. It just means you need to reapply your sunscreen, SPF 30.
You can't be afraid of the sun. Just know how to handle it.
Excellent. And the recommendation that you gave was SPF 30?
Yes.
And about every 2 hours, despite what it says on the label, if it's water, did you say water?
They would have water resistant.
Resistant.
Even though it says water resistant, you should still reapply every 2 hours.
Okay. So we want to make sure everyone has these highlights. And I was able to find the page for the New Jersey Seed screening location. So it was easy, as Rachel said, go on the Department of Health website, which is state.nj.us, and then it's /health/cancer/NJ Seed, and they have the New Jersey Seed screening locations for every county. And while we're listening to the news, I'll try to get that up on our Facebook page, and we're going to be back to talk more about some of the misconceptions and myths as it relates to skin cancer and melanoma. And we're going to talk more with Rachel about some things that we could do so we still have some fun, but we have maximum protection to avoid melanoma or a skin cancer diagnosis. So stay with us.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is again in hot water with federal elections regulators. USA Radio's John DeMaster has the story.
The Federal Election Commission says they found 8 campaign finance violations in a report filed by Sanders in May. They include donors exceeding the individual donation limit of $2,700 and accepting donations from people living outside the United States, the Sanders campaign being warned of possible enforcement action if the violations are not addressed. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
A veteran Wall Street analyst is raising questions about the Clinton Foundation. Charles Ortel alleges that the foundation has been covering up its cash flow for years. The Washington Examiner is reporting on Ortel's claims about wide gaps in money that donors claim to have given and money the foundation says it has received Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Eric, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on progressivism's appeal and danger.
Progressivism has been powerful for two kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
The sky is the limit for China's soaring drone industry. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
DJI leads the pack with an estimated 70% of the world's commercial drone market, currently worth just over $3 billion. Market experts say within 5 years, that could explode to $27 billion.
We're very excited about the future. I think we'll continue our monumental growth.
The real breakthroughs now are what the technology will be used for.
Saw a team of whale researchers use our systems to fly over whale pods and collect their snot so that they can do advanced analytics to determine their health.
I'm Tammy Rose.
A Utah man is believed to be the first person ever to climb to the top of Mount Everest after having both knees replaced. Greg Paul of Alpine has attempted to climb the world's tallest mountain twice before, but this year he made it all the way to the top on a pair of artificial knees. This is USA Radio News.
Whoa. The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Lots of teenagers promise their parents they won't text while driving, but they do it anyway. Well, now there's a new way for parents to know about it. Randy Bell has the story on some new technology that can help.
A Ridgeland company is marketing some new technology aimed at discouraging young drivers from texting behind the wheel. Jeremy Chalmers with VRM Telematics says the Sentinel system is the first vehicle-based device that alerts parents when their teenager or anyone else in the car is using a cell phone.
If you, as a parent, think that you can have a policy of, you know, don't use your cell phone and you can rely on voluntary compliance, you're basically putting your head in the sand.
He says the system also tracks the car's location and how fast it's traveling. The cost of the technology is about $1 a day. Randy Bell in Jackson.
The U.S. Supreme Court is sidestepping a major decision on a hotly contested part of the Affordable Care Act. The High Court will not be ruling on a challenge by Christian nonprofit employers to the law's contraception mandate. The law says female workers shall have health insurance that includes birth control coverage. Justices have kicked the case back down to the lower courts for more work. At the movies over the weekend, Captain America: Civil War remains number one at the box office. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
And we're here live in the studio talking about May as Melanoma and Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month. And I'm joined on the phone with Rachel Stevenson during the news break, which I hope you all were able to get caught up on the goings on of the day. I actually really enjoy listening to that news broadcast. I was able to post the link for the screening sites across New Jersey, where if you are uninsured or underinsured, you can take a look and give a call. Of course, if you're in Warren County, and even if you're not sure, just call the Warren County Seat Office of Norwest Cap because they'll direct you. And their number is 908-387-9888. So, Rachel, thanks for staying with us this whole hour to talk about the important things. Really glad to have you here with us. So we were talking about SPF, and you're setting us straight on some things, and I know everyone right now is online looking at the umbrella they're going to buy to bring to the beach so they can enjoy the beach even during the high peak sun hours of 10 to 4.
Yeah.
So now let's say we have children. Is it still safe to let children be in the pool or at the beach all day?
Every 2 hours, and they actually make clothing that blocks the UV rays. So I have two little boys, and I have kind of like a wetsuit for them, and I make sure that they're in that. And then any skin that's exposed, I put sunscreen on them. You know, any infants below the ages of 6 months should be kept in the shade at all times. Sunscreen isn't, they're not, it's not recommended that they go out in the sun with sunscreen. So, yeah, it's very important to protect your children from the sun as well.
And it's interesting, here in the United States, you have to search for clothing for children that has the SPF protection in it. In other countries like Australia, it seems like all of their clothing has that in it. Is there any reason why we don't have that here in the United States yet?
I mean, yeah, like you said, you do kind of have to search for it or have to learn that it's out there to, you know, purchase it. With Australia, I think being that they're closer to the sun, I think that's probably why it's, you know, more common to have the UV protection clothing.
And right before our show, Larry does the broadcasts from 3 to 4. So he's always here waiting when I come into the studio, and I was just teasing him because he needs some sunscreen for the top of his head. So that is one of the things when we're talking about babies, made me think, don't forget the head. And then, of course, if your head is, the top of your head is exposed, you can't forget that.
Yeah, so true. And even your eyes, you have to protect your eyes, and even your lips. Make sure your lip balm has UV protection as well, SPF in it.
And the sunscreen is safe for children, you said. If you're younger than 6 months, you should stick with the sun protective clothing and the hats, right?
Right, and yeah, shade at all times.
And it doesn't taste very good, I could just say, the sunscreen.
No, yeah, you don't want to get it in your mouth, that's for sure.
Of course, we all do that when we slather it on and then dive into the ocean, and
yeah,
it's inevitable. But maybe they'll have something better in the future about that. All right, so we want to talk also about this time of year. It's prom season, Rachel, and everyone is, all of the teenage population, juniors, seniors, sophomore, freshmen that are going to the prom or their formal, they are right now trying to get a tan for their beautiful dress. Can you talk about that?
It's really important because, you know, a temporary tan can kind of set you up for, you know, lifelong damage. So a lot of people think that getting a base tan at an indoor tanning salon is a good way to prevent sunburn, but it's actually false. And experts say that a base tan gives you very little protection against sunburn, and it definitely does injure the skin. So any tan that somebody has is actually
it's injury of the skin. And what you don't see is UV damage to deeper layers where it builds up from every tan and burn that you've ever had. So there's really no such thing as a safe tan.
Well, that's really good information this time of year, because I know everyone is trying to get their base tan, and this, the seniors especially. Is there any more risk if you're at a certain age and you're exposed to the sun or get that terrible burn?
You know, I'm not too sure, but I know every bad sunburn increases your chance a little bit more of developing skin cancer.
Okay, so we have to try to avoid those burns.
Right.
And they're painful. And, I mean, I remember my sister went to an island and didn't pay attention to the sun. She actually had a terrible, terrible reaction to the sun. And I want to say she had sun poisoning, which is a little bit different, right?
Right. I mean, that's super extreme, you know, when your skin blisters up. So that's, something like that would increase your chance of developing skin cancer. So it's always important to, you know the environment you're in. The sun is always there, and take the precautions by seeking shade or wearing sunscreen, hats, or clothing.
And if you're out doing something like you're running, you're bicycling, and you're only using, a lot of times people only use the sunscreen if they are going to the beach. So I just want to reiterate again, it's for your day-to-day activities, whatever you may be doing where you have some exposure to the sun, you have to use the sunscreen to reduce your chance of being burnt, and which of course reduces your risk of skin cancer. And having skin cancer as the most common type of cancer in the United States means we have to do a lot more education so people are aware that there's danger to sun exposure in other areas. It's not only at the beach. So I really appreciate, Rachel, you making sure that we have good information here and we're able to be a little more educated. There's some common sunscreen mistakes. Do you want to touch upon that before we do our next break?
Sure. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, it's the SPF number that you might choose when you're shopping. So as I mentioned, the shelves have anywhere from SPF 15 to SPF 100, and it's important to choose an SPF 30 and make sure the bottle says broad spectrum, and to reapply every 2 hours or sooner if you're sweating or swimming. So those are just a couple tips about sunscreen.
Okay, great. Stay with us. We're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Rachel Stevenson from the Norwest Cup Seed Program.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hate to admit in bed, I got a heart rush. It's slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That smile and that midnight laugh she's giving you now. I want to taste her lips.
And we're back in the studio today talking about something that's going on the whole month, which is Education for Melanoma and Skin Cancer Detection and Prevention Month. And May is always the kickoff to Memorial Day weekend and the kickoff to summer. And if people are wondering what to do at the parade, we know in your parade bag, you need to bring SPF 30. Did I get it right, Rachel?
Yep, you got it.
All right.
Excellent.
Broad spectrum SPF 30. Put it in the bag if you're going to go to the Memorial Day parade. And if you are, remember there is one in Flemington. And then after the parade on May 29th or May 30th, visit Flemington Fine Artisans Show. We had some great guests last week. Sheila and Ina were sharing their work and their art, and they are two of the artists that will be at the Flemington Fine Artisans Show. It is free to enter, and that is from 10 to 4 on May 29th and also on May 30th. May 30th is the Flemington Main Street Parade for Memorial Day, which it's great tradition, great way to do something. Both events are free. Parking is even free for the Flemington Fine Artisans Show. If you are at the beach, you are going to have your umbrella. You're going to not have your base tan, correct? And you're not going to get burnt when you're there because you're going to have your broad-based SPF 30. And you know the peak hours are between 10 and 4. So during those hours, if you don't have an umbrella, that may be why you're doing something else. If you're in the water, remember to come out about every 2 hours, Rachel said. Reapply the sunscreen. And, you know, certainly pay attention to your own body. If it starts to turn red, if you're starting to feel that the sun is a little too much for you, definitely take a break from the sun, right?
Right, because not to mention a sunburn isn't fun, right?
No, and we're all about fun, aren't we?
Right.
Nothing but fun. So we were talking also about children and making sure that we always want to protect our children, and certainly during the summer months, if they're outside more, we want to make sure that they have the right prevention, be it SPF 30 or having some SPF clothing. The hats are great, and you have to watch the feet too sometimes. You have to make sure they have socks on or shoes on, or you get the SPF on the feet. Now, I know in our beach house with my niece and my sisters, before the girls get to go to the beach, they have to put their sunscreen on.
It's recommended to apply sunscreen 30 minutes before you go out. But it's better late than never. So, you know, even if you're at the beach and you forgot your sunscreen, then you should still apply it. But ideally, it should be applied 30 minutes before you go out.
Okay, I just want to mention that because that does make it nice if you get that on before you get to the beach, then you're all ready for your sun fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I don't have insurance or I'm underinsured, where can I get a skin cancer screening? You said at the beginning of the program, Rachel, that once a year is when you're recommending that people have a skin cancer screening?
Right. It's recommended that you have your skin checked once a year. And in Warren County, we work with St. Luke's Warren Hospital, and they offer a free skin cancer screening, and that's going to be held on Tuesday, June 7th,
from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and they recommend appointments, and the number to register would be 908-859-6778. And it's located at the Roseberry Surgery Center at 185 Roseberry Street in Phillipsburg. And it's a great facility, great night. I'll be there providing education through the Sussex Warren Chronic Disease Coalition. And I know Hunterdon County also offers one as well. I'm not sure of the date, but it would be the same number to call through the New Jersey Department of Health SEED program, and I have it right here. So for Hunterdon County residents, it would be 908-237-5409.
That is excellent information. Thank you, Rachel. I wanted to welcome, actually, St. Luke's Hospital. They're new to the Hunterdon County Chamber, so it's another great partnership and collaboration with St. Luke's Hospital and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and then, of course, NorwestCAP and St. Luke's for the screening, which you said is Tuesday, June 7th from 5:30 to 7:30. Are appointments still available, Rachel?
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's great. So people should try to call 908-859-6778 as early as possible to get on the schedule. And you can't just show up there, as much as Rachel would like to see everyone who's listening today. You do need an appointment. An appointment is necessary for this screening. And if you can't make this one or you can't make an appointment, are there other options for people?
You know what? Not through the SEED program. However, they will be held throughout each county in New Jersey. And people have different recommendations or I should say eligibility guidelines. So if you're a Warren County residents recommended that you go through St. Luke's Warren Hospital, but there are different screenings throughout the county. And they are listed on chooseyourcover.org.
Okay, and I want to mention one thing here. I know I always say radio time is the fastest time. We only have about 5 minutes left or less, but I want to mention that we did say that it's the most common type of cancer in the United States, and we did say that if it is detected, it can almost always be cured. But what we didn't say is that if you have been diagnosed with melanoma or skin cancer, that it is important to get treatment for this, because left untreated, it can be a very serious health condition. And if you are diagnosed with this, make sure that you get treatment. If you don't have insurance, there are some resources around. Hospitals usually have programs. So denial is never a very good coping mechanism. But in this case, sticking your head in the sand, if we can use our little proverbial pun there, since we're talking about sun and being at the beach, do not stick your head in the sand here if you have a diagnosis. If you're not sure what to do about it, call the NorwestCAP SEED program at 908-387-9888. Anything else you want to add, Rachel?
I mean, that's about it. But as I did mention, chooseyourcover.org does have all of the skin cancer screenings listed on the website. So they're, like I said, they're throughout each county in New Jersey. And I know down the shoreline, they hold several. So, I mean, if you're down at the beach this summer, you might be able to catch a free skin cancer screening. But like I said, chooseyourcover.org has all of the free skin cancer screenings listed on the website.
Excellent. We'll try to post that as well. I just have one other question for you, Rachel. How long will a screening take for skin cancer?
You know, it doesn't take very long. Usually when somebody walks in, they get checked. By the time they walk out, I'd say it's about 15 to 20 minutes, so not long at all.
That is not long for something that can save your life. So everyone, please make sure you find out if you're in the range for a free health screening if you don't have insurance, and make sure you get an annual screening for skin cancer detection, for melanoma, and go visit Rachel if you could get an appointment.
I'm sorry, Georgine. One
one thing I should mention, the St. Luke's Warren Hospital, it's open to anybody, regardless of status.
And, oh, that's wonderful. Okay. And
we do have insurance.
Do you have to be a Warren County resident?
I don't think so.
Okay,
no,
great.
I do not.
Okay, so that is very, very good information and something I might have overlooked. So thanks for pointing that out, Rachel. I want to make sure everyone knows that they can get a screening at St. Luke's Warren Hospital. It's a free cancer screening. There is no eligibility for that. You just need to register. That's the only thing you have to do to be able to go. And it is in Phillipsburg on Rosebery Street. And again, that phone number for the cancer screening, the skin cancer screening for Tuesday, June 7th in Phillipsburg is 908-859-6778. And the number to reach Rachel is 908-387-9888, which would cover all of the Norwest CAP seed program along with the work that we've been doing for the coalition with Warren and Sussex County. So, Rachel, thanks so much for joining us and being our guest today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And sharing your information. And everyone, I hope that you heed Rachel's warnings and take the precautions she talked about. And we'll definitely have a great summer. Thanks for kicking us off.
Thanks, Jordine.
Okay. That was Rachel Stevenson from the Norwest CAP Seed Program. And I guess we can segue right into Ruth Ann's program. We'll have a little bit of a commercial and some news, and then Ruth Ann Celebration Hour will be coming up at 5 o'clock.
Walking around with my head down, but I can't hide with these high heels on. Downtown in the big crowd, but it's just you that my mind.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is again in hot water with federal elections regulators. USA Radio's John DeMaster has the story.
The Federal Election Commission says they found 8 campaign finance violations in a report filed by Sanders in May. They include donors exceeding the individual donation limit of $2,700 and accepting donations from people living outside the United States. The Sanders campaign being warned of possible enforcement action if the violations are not addressed. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
A veteran Wall Street analyst is raising questions about the Clinton Foundation. Charles Ortel alleges that the foundation has been covering up its cash flow for years. The Washington Examiner is reporting on Ortel's claims about wide gaps in money that donors claim to have given and money the foundation says it has received Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Eric, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on progressivism's appeal and danger.
Progressivism has been powerful for two kinds of reasons. First of all, its promise is a very high promise. It claims that it can put everything right. And the second thing is, it draws on modern science for a lot of its authority, and modern science is very powerful. Modern science cured polio. Modern science put a man on the moon. The question is, what do you do with the power? If you give absolute power or excessive power to a bunch of people, over time, they're very likely to abuse it. Remember, the richest country in the history of man in peacetime has assembled a debt larger than any in history. And it is getting to the place now where it's not going to be able to afford to go on.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket constitution and declaration, go to constitutionminute.com.
The sky is the limit for China's soaring drone industry. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
DJI leads the pack with an estimated 70% of the world's commercial drone market, currently worth just over $3 billion. Market experts say within 5 years, that could explode to $27 billion.
We're very excited about the future and think we'll continue our monumental growth.
The real breakthroughs now are what the technology will be used for.
Saw a team of whale researchers use our